This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And let's check in with RealScreamers.com. Daryl Carpenter. Captain Daryl, are you down on the island? Did you have a trip planned today?
Oh, yeah, Don. Yes to both. Going to wait, you know, got to just kind of wait and see how it's going to play out. Looks like the rain's over with. It wasn't much, I promise you. I'm out to water my garden today. And got a little light south breeze blowing, but other than that, everything looks like it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it looks like you're in a hole right now at the moment where it's clear, and then behind it moving towards you from the west, it looks just like some light stuff out there. What's the winds looking like?
They're light out of the southeast right now, five to eight or so out of the south-southeast. It's the lightest wind we've seen in, what, 2-3 weeks?
Wow, should be a lot of snapper fishermen headed offshore under those conditions. But I'm sure you're going inside for the trout and reds. What's your plan?
Yeah, Don. Well, we're gonna. I wish that Gulf would calm down so we could get out there to, you know, because we've got a salinity problem going on here with all that river water. We've got, in fact, a buddy of mine brought a hydrometer down the other day, and the right here at Grand Isle, the salt was 10 parts per thousand, which, you know, you well know that's almost fresh water. Yeah. But I mean, Don, we've just been having to travel to find some good fish. With all the fresh water, it's just, you know, speckled trout don't like that fresh water. I did get a whole lot of good, I got a whole lot of good snapper reports from people that were able to sneak out. They, of course, opening day is something that spurs a lot of folks. They talked about how they got their tails kicked trying to get back in, but, you know, they made it out there. It looks like everybody, you know, most of the people I talked to, they were out 20 to 30 miles, and the snapper were easy, 45 minutes to catch a full boat limit. And then they did report that, you know, the reports I got were the fish are running a little bit larger than average. Of course, early season, and they haven't had any pressure on them. They had fish up to 20, 21 pounds.
Wow, that's some really good reports there. Well, Daryl, getting back to those speckled trout, you know, in certain areas, I guess close in Grand Isle, the water's not deep enough to where you got the fresh water on top and the salt water underneath. So maybe you got to go out a little further and find them where the salt water's there. Even though you're looking at river water on top, a lot of times it'll fool you, and there's actually fish feeding underneath it in salt water. But you got to have a good depth to have that situation.
Yeah, Don, and what we found the last few days is, you know, when we get to calm day, because that's been a problem lately, the wind's just been kicking it real hard, but the water is so filthy dirty, and we're starting to see a lot of debris in it, too. But what we have found is it's almost you have to have that live croaker, and that croaker over that shrimp, because you need that croaker out there, you know, doing his croaking and making that noise for those trout to be able to find him. But that's been the ticket that's worked for us, is, you know, to put that live bait on the bottom. Shrimp just aren't working a whole lot right now. Unless you find some of that cleaner water, we're able to get out on that beach and run a little bit to the west, and it doesn't matter what you throw in, they're hitting it. But in this dirty water, if you can get your hands on some croakers, that's your best bet right now. You put that croaker on the bottom underneath that dirty water, and you let that fish find him.
For people that are lucky enough to get a hold of some croakers, what's your best method for hooking them?
Well, it depends on what you want to do, Don, and what size they are. I mean, a lot of times this time of the year, they're still rather small. And when they do that, either be gentle with them, hooking them through the lip or sometimes straight through the eye sockets. If you're in a situation where you're freelining them, you know, if you're Carolina rigging them, it really doesn't matter as long as you stay away from killing them. If you're freelining them now, you know, that's where the difference makes. If you hook them in the shoulders, freelining, they tend to swim a little bit higher. If you hook them closer to the tail, as long as you got to stay above that lateral line or you'll pretty much kill them because you're hitting the backbone. But if you hook them more toward the tail, they typically tend to swim down deeper. So when you're doing stuff like that, it's when it really matters. If you put them on a Carolina rig underneath, you know, if you hook them anywhere in the front of the body, they stay alive longer because if you've got to reel him in, you're not reeling him in backwards. But there, it really doesn't matter because the weight's holding him down.
Yeah, and you got to be sure and give that fish a lot of time because that's a big bait and it takes him a while to get it in. And if you jerk it to set the hook, as soon as he taps it, you're going to pull it right out of his mouth. Let that fish get that croaker down in there before you set the hook. Just let him swim off. In fact, maybe give him a little bit of slack.
Yep.
Darryl, if somebody wants to get you, give us your contact info.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We've got RealScreamers.com. That's got most of the information on it. Or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, Darryl, give us a report on how you do today next week when we talk to you.
Thank you, Don. You have a good day.
All righty, that's Darryl Carpenter.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.